On Palm Sunday, I suggested that one way to think about Holy Week was to think about making a pilgrimage. A pilgrimage is a journey which starts just where we are, as we are, wherever we find ourselves, whatever condition and state we might be in emotionally, physically, spiritually. And from that starting point, we set out on that pilgrimage, hoping, praying, maybe even trusting that we will be changed, that we will be transformed, that when we come to the end of that journey, we will not be in the same place, not in that place where we started. And I believe that's true about Holy Week, that as we walk through this week, it does indeed bring us to a new place. For what we're doing is we're walking this week that Jesus walked. Tonight we are in that upper room where Jesus washes feet and institutes the sacrament of the Eucharist, the bread and wine that become his body and blood. Tomorrow we travel to the cross, where Jesus suffers and dies. On Saturday we gather in that silence at the tomb, Jesus dead. And then on Saturday night, we gather in that same silence and in the dark and dare to kindle a fire of hope. And that night, we're sure we end up in a very different place. Walking this week, remembering these final days of the life and ministry of Jesus, is not just about nostalgia and not just about looking back to the past. For at this holy table, past and present are united. In God's economy, they are one. Heaven itself opens as we gather to worship God. We are united with the saints who have gone before us when we gather to pray. And so we look not only to those last days of Jesus' life, but to this present moment, to where we are, to the journey we are making, to this week that we are on pilgrimage. It's about the here and now as much as the past. For we are making a journey that takes us from nothing less than death to life. And heaven knows our world needs the hope that that journey offers. Our world needs the promise of that transformation. For all around us, we see signs of not life, but strife. There's greater and greater disparity between rich and poor. There is so much fear gripping our world. Fear even of those who may be different from us. There is political rhetoric that's filled with hate. There's a thirst for violence at work in our world. Sometimes a thirst for violence even in the name of God. We see acts of terrorism and violence not only and not just in Brussels, but in Turkey and Yemen and Afghanistan, Israel, Gaza and Beirut, all around the world, whether reported widely or not. It seems we humans desire power over others. We want to seek our own greatness at the expense of others. And we engage in acts of violence and vengeance as we do so. And so it's in the midst of that reality that we come to this night. The start of the Triduum, those three holy days. Triduum, that Latin word literally for 3 days. And these 3 days are the heart of our liturgical year. I would assert they are the heart of our lives. For these are the days of our salvation and redemption. And this night is the night we gather in that upper room, Jesus with his disciples, the night before his death. He knows that he is taking his leave of them. And then he does something shocking in the midst of that meal. He gets up, takes off his outer cloak, and begins washing their feet. That act of washing feet, though an act of hospitality, was reserved for slaves and for servants, not for the teacher. And yet Jesus does so, showing the depths of his love, that loving service, giving of himself in love of others. And then Jesus asks them, "Do you know what I have done to you?" It doesn't seem they do. For Peter seeks to prevent Jesus from doing this humiliating act. But Jesus replies, "You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you should also do as I have done to you." Peter seems to be scandalized by what Jesus is doing. Maybe he was even uncomfortable with that intimacy of Jesus the teacher, washing his feet, taking that role of servant. It is indeed very intimate, maybe even to the point of making one, or you and me, uncomfortable. But foot washing is a clear sign of that love that Jesus has, of that call to live the life of servanthood that he lived. To wash one's feet is to act entirely for the benefit of the other, for their care and well-being, asking nothing in return, seeking no gain. It's not about one's greatness, about earning social power, meeting obligation. It is how Jesus demonstrates his deep and profound love for his followers. And so on this night, as past and present unite as we journey through this Triduum, these three holy days, we are invited, like Peter and those other disciples, to let down our boundaries, to embrace the intimacy and vulnerability, and to allow others to care for us in the name of Jesus, to minister to us, to open ourselves to that loving act of having our feet washed, to open ourselves to Jesus' desire to show us what true servanthood looks like. And so following his command in a few minutes, you will all be invited to participate in the foot washing. No one must, but you will be invited. You will be invited to take off your shoes, your socks, to come forward to the chairs that will be placed in front, to allow someone to wash your feet, and then to turn and wash the next person's feet. You are being invited to enter into the intimacy of this moment, to experience that act of service that Jesus commands us to do just as he has done. For this night is about a new way of being, about a new promise and new hope. It's about a new commandment. In fact, mandi comes from the Latin root mandatum, commandment. For Jesus this night gives us a new commandment, to love one another as he loves us. To live as he loved, the one who sought not his own greatness, the one who desired not the power and the honor that were due him by right, the one who washes the feet even of the one he knows will betray him, the one who washes the feet even of the one he knows will deny him. He washes the feet of all those he knows will the next day abandon him. But he loves them nonetheless. And this love brings him to the cross, where he goes willingly, loving to the end, forgiving his persecutors, not returning violence for violence. And this night he also gives us that great gift of his abiding presence, the Eucharist, his body and blood, where we come to this table and receive in bread and wine his very living presence with us, nourishing us, our food for this earthly pilgrimage, the bread of life that transforms us into his body, where we become what we eat, as St. Augustine said. So it is that Jesus invites us into this new radical self-giving love that transforms us and that has the power to transform this world. For Jesus said, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Our world so desperately needs to know this love of God that is made known in Jesus. And so this night, let us come before him, as we are, where we find ourselves, opening ourselves to him, accepting the intimacy of his love, and allowing ourselves to be served by others, and to serve in his name, allowing ourselves to be transformed into his very people, A people who, like him, love without limit. A people who go forth and do likewise, serving everyone, even the least, the marginalized, the forgotten, in his name. And so may we bring ourselves before Jesus this night to be transformed into his loving people, letting go of our desire to live for ourselves only, dying even to self, so that as we journey through these 3 days, we might rise to the new life abundant he desires to share with us. Let us trust that the way that he calls us to walk in, that way of abundant love, is indeed the path to abundant life. And so in the midst of the hate, the greed, the violence of this world, may people look at us and know that we are followers of Jesus by how much we love. Amen.